Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Although Fulani herdsmen often attack Christians in Nigeria, a growing number are turning to the faith that they once tried to destroy. We'll tell you what's happening in a moment. Then a radio ministry in Uganda presses forward with its gospel mission of truth. But first, Christian leaders in Nigeria are calling for prayer as believers are facing unrelenting attacks from Fulani herdsmen. Communities continue to suffer raids, sexual violence, killings at roadblocks, and kidnappings. Recent victims include two teenagers and a 9-month-old baby. Jihadist groups like Boko Haram, Islamic State, and Mukarawa also pose an ongoing threat. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
in the void of ethical leadership, there's always going to be these bad actors that are going to try to swoop in and gain access to the resources. Then you've got the agenda of Islam, which is to take over the entirety of that country.
Believers aren't the only ones who suffer. The Fulani also attack properties owned by Muslims.
It's not like every Muslim in Nigeria is applauding what's going on. They're just as dissatisfied and frustrated as the Christians are, but it opens their heart. Their worldview is challenged. They're open to the gospel.
The Fulani were among Nigeria's first converts to Islam, and this religious system is central to their identity. But hope remains for this people group because
we're seeing God move in very unique ways, and he's saving people that are coming from these aggressors and using them as missionaries now. There's 300 Fulani leaders that are going to be trained just in the next few weeks.
Next, listening shows the value of a life. For Ukrainian soldier Pavlo, separation from his wife and son is worse than the danger of the front lines. He recently spoke with missionary chaplain Val, who is supported by Slava Gospel Association. SGA's Eric Mock quotes Pavlo.
There is nothing more valuable than life. It cannot be replaced, not by a cause, not by a flag, not by a piece of land or a piece of machinery.
Last Thursday, Russia and Ukraine exchanged 1,000 fallen Ukrainian soldiers for the remains of 19 fallen Russian soldiers. But in the midst of grim realities like these, Pavlo experienced something greater.
The most powerful thing was that Val listened to him for more than 3 hours. And when he returned to the front line, he felt a weight had been lifted from his shoulders because someone listened.
His is one of many stories coming in from SGA. They hope believers will be encouraged to walk more and more faithfully with Christ.
To be reminded of the power of listening, the power of being there to comfort others, and then the importance of living one day at a time with gratefulness.
Get the rest of Pavlo's story at missionnews.org. And finally, 25 years ago, false teachings led to a tragedy in Uganda's Kanungu district when at least 700 followers of a doomsday cult were burned to death. It was this tragedy that compelled Pastor Ruben Musimi and his associates to begin a radio ministry in Uganda, says Brian Dennett of AMG International.
They were really devastated by that, and after reflecting, they really felt called to help people all over Uganda to understand the gospel and what salvation is truly about, so that they could enjoy their walk with the Lord and that they could be confident in knowing who the Lord was and what his purpose was for them.
Today, that ministry reaches around 10 million listeners.
The program really revolves around healthy doctrinal teaching right out of the Bible, warning believers about emerging false initiatives and false prophets and cult activity in Uganda, even the prosperity gospel, which is pretty rampant all over Africa.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.